Random House Audio presents Robert Oppenheimer, A Life Inside the Center, by Ray Monk. Read for you by Michael Goldstrom. Preface. The origins of this book lie in a review I wrote about 15 years ago of a reissued edition of Robert Oppenheimer, Letters and Recollections, edited by Alice Kimball Smith and Charles Weiner. Until then, I knew about Oppenheimer only what everybody knows, that he was an important physicist, that he led the project to design and build the world's first atomic bomb, and that he had his security clearance taken away from him during the McCarthy era because of suspicions that he was a communist, or even possibly a Soviet agent. What I did not know until I read this collection of his letters was what a fascinatingly diverse man he was. I did not know that he wrote poetry and short stories, that he had a deep love and wide knowledge of French literature, that he found the Hindu scriptures so inspiring that he learned Sanskrit in order to read them in their original language. Nor did I know how complicated and fragile his personality was, nor how intense his personal relations were with his father, his mother, his girlfriends, his friends, and his students. Learning all this, I was surprised to discover that no full and complete biography of him had, at that point, been written. There was, I said in my review, a really great biography waiting to be written about Oppenheimer, a biography that would attempt to do justice both to his important role in the history and politics of the 20th century and to the singularity of his mind, to the depth and diversity.